I love her. I love her. Come on, see. And it told a bit around. I love her.
whatever God is, you are. You say, I reign, I rule, I have dominion. I reign, I rule. Daniel is reigning. I rule, I have dominion. I reign, I rule. Can you just blast it?
Your dress code today is
wow.
I hope our brothers will not be the same. Because the way you, even me pastor, I have to close my physical eyes so that I only spiritual can be working. I thank you guys are connected this morning so much. Thank you so much for letting those songs. Stop it. If we lose any of those songs, I will sack you. Are those songs beautiful?
You must not lose those songs. Hallelujah.
Can you tell me it's gonna for Jesus and give you a picture of what it says? I feel like singing I want to celebrate people in church this morning. My best friend is in the house, Pastor Rewole, all the way from Akure. Let me celebrate him. God bless you. He's still single. Another twin brother of mine, they call him my twin brother. He's always like me, and I'm like him. Let me celebrate Pastor Enoch from Port Harcourt. Hallelujah. And as Sister Gay showed the protocol of PSF, Lilo, thanks for coming to church this morning. My friend General Joshua, God bless you. Thanks for coming to church. Sister Tony, all the way from Akure, thank you very much. I saw the beaker.
Don't replace me with a stone.
God bless you. Please, can you bring her forward? Just bring her forward. Just bring her to this place. Let us sit down. Bring Rebecca to the front. Can you celebrate yourself this morning? Hallelujah. Today is Fresh Oil Sunday. God told me something is. God told me something yesterday. I was planning to be anointed by Mommy Gio yesterday. And so, are you clapping? I know I'm asking, are you clapping? As though okay, there is a big deal. But by virtue of what happened to me on Friday, God just changed my seat somehow. And God asked me to do something this morning. And that's what I'm going to do. Today is going to be a very special service. The anointing, the handkerchief that carries that Mommy Jew Hamid is here with me, four of them. God asked me to pass this anky around. Please don't hold it for too long. Just the anointing is not inside the handkerchief, it's just a mantle. This is not anointing. Holy Ghost is the anointing. But he uses substances. This is not the anointing. Don't say, Olorun handkerchief. So please, as the usher pass it around to you, just ask God for one thing. Whether it's husband, whether it's wife. It's four, so you're going to take it and monitor it. Please make sure all my handkerchiefs are returned. Okay, please go and sit down. Ministers, please help me. EY, Pastor Femi. Pastor Enoch, please come. General Josh, please. Please monitor the road. It's four. Just pass it around. Please make sure all the anchors. All the anchors come back to me. They are very important to me in the name of Jesus. Please keep them. Media, are you surprised? Are you doing something? I want to move on. Fresh oil. Are you looking for audio? What's the challenge? Let me know.
You are distracting me. Media. I think I need a radio from here to that place.
Shabanos, Calabi, Shalabinos, Kalido, Shalabas, Sandoria, Gavranos, Telemosta, Gavranos, Telemosta. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 6. 2 Kings chapter 4. Fresh oil. 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 1 says. If please, church, I want us to look at this scripture together. Everybody standing, please, I'm gonna sit down. Thank you. Everybody standing, please sit down. Except the ushers that are standing at the video here for people. Church, come together, I want to go. Boss, I want us to read as if we have life. I want us to read as if we have life. Want to go? My servant, my husband is there. Boss, I have an issue. How come the servant of Elijah died before him? Die, my husband, your servant is dead. Why will the master still be alive? And the servant is dead. And the master did not take note until the wife of the servant came to report. Going somewhere this morning. Let's continue. Boss, I just this screen. Can we continue like that? Another issue. The prophet a debtor. How can a prophet die a debtor? And now, before he died, he used his two sons as collateral. How can, Bible says, a great man leave inheritance for his children? You know, also, Bible says, a man that cannot take care of his house is as worse as if he did. How come a prophet of God died? Number one, before his master. Number two, as a debtor. Number three, using his sons as collateral. Everybody that has done wrong and the devil is waiting to plague your life for it, I say that condition is changing this morning. Let that even sound like thunder. Let that even sound like thunder. How come the sons of the prophet are going to go for the mistake of the prophet? Say the father have caused a problem and the teeth of the children are set on head. I don't know what they have done that is waiting to affect your life because you are a new creation person. It's not permitted to plague you. Amen. Every plague that is waiting in the air to end your destiny, I say because Christ had paid for it, it is canceled this morning. Amen. This scripture got me thinking. Next verse. Next verse. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what has thou? I thought the prophet was going to bring a solution from outside. He said, what has thou? He said, thy handmaid hath nothing. She counted that nothing in the house. Save a pot of oil. Thy handmaid hath nothing. Save the pot of oil. She counted even the anointing as nothing. How can you have anointing in the house and count it as nothing? Next verse, look at what happened. Then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Next verse.
And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt see, set aside that which is full. Next verse. Next verse. Follow me. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon us and her sons. Who brought the vessels to her? It was her sons that brought the vessels. The sons, I'm going somewhere. And she poured it out. Next verse. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, and she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel. And they all stayed. Follow me this morning. The son of a prophet were used as collateral. The prophet died not knowing that the solution to his problem is in his house. He carried a solution inside the house and died without knowing the solution. When Elisha was going to come, the only thing was, what is the solution at home? There was a solution in the house, and they were coming to pick your sons. It was the same sons that went to bring vessels. The servant of the prophet would have just called his son. Since you carry the grace to be a vessel, bring your vessel. Let me pour this oil. Go and manifest, and money will come. But there was vessel he didn't see, and the oil was there, and he died empty. I've come to bring a word to you today. May you recognize the oil upon your life.
Amen.
There is a oil in the house. There is a oil in the house. The solution to your problem is the oil at home. The solution to your predicament is not your pastor, is the oil at home. The pastor will still chase you back home. The solution to your problem is not redemption camp, is the oil at home. The solution to your challenge is not your parish, is the oil at home. But you can die without seeing the oil, nor recognizing those who carry the vessels. You have been sick all this while looking for doctors, but there is oil in the house. You have been struggling with exam, carry over every time, but there was oil in the house. May you not die without seeing this oil. Everybody has a oil in the house. And what is this oil? The oil is not Goya. The oil is the Holy Ghost. At salvation, they give it to you. They give him to you. John 1:12. For as many that received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And for as many that received to believe him. But as many as received him, he gave him power to become the son of God. At salvation, the power for sonship came upon you. You did not buy it. By believing, you got it. That is the oil at home. If you have accepted Jesus here, there is a oil at home. And the oil at home is what the oil has will meet. When a pastor anoints you, he's anointing the oil at home. So when the oil outside meets the oil within, there is an explosion. You pastors don't anoint empty heads. You can ask. When the oil was going to come on the head of Eliab, the air, because there was an empty vessel, the oil could not stand. Until David, who carried a oil with him, cast me not away from your presence. Take not away this presence from me. Take not away this oil from me. There is a oil. You carry a oil on your inside. If you have confessed Jesus, there is a oil at home. It is so painful that the oil at home is not recognized, and you are looking for oil outside. First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God? Come, how come your body is the house of the generator of the oil, and you lack oil? Ephesians 6:16. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the one that is the oil itself? When Jesus was going to be giving birth to Mary, said, "Have Christ from us." He said, "The Holy Ghost will overshadow you." What does it mean? When a man sleeps with a woman, the man deposits sperm. Am I correct? And the sperm is oily. If you are a guy, Bible says the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. He deposits that the oil in me. How can God turn to a baby? Only the oil can do it. A whole God turn to a baby, pass through first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. They push him out. How? How can they push God out of the body? God, the oil out. When there is oil at home, if this is the only thing I will say today, I think I'm fulfilled. That there is a deposit on your inside. It's called the Holy Ghost. Why not steer him on? You are quiet, you are silenced because you didn't activate the oil. Say, my spirit shall not grieve with any man. My shall not start with any man. Meaning, the oil don't struggle to flow until you open the tap. You can still be useless. Ask me. All those that became full pastor and redeemed, that is you, I know them or not. By himself, am I correct? How come not all of them are delivering? I saw in the book of Acts that they anointed 12 men to be to serve food. Let me open that Bible. If you need the oil to serve, how much more to preach? Isaiah 7 verse 6. Acts chapter 6. Start from verse 1. Makapaya kakaho. I bring a good news for you. There is a oil at home this morning. Go to verse 3. Verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of what? The oil. Somebody full of the oil. Why? Bible says Christ is the wisdom of God. This is not witty invention. This is Christ. Whom we may appoint over this business of doing what? Ketra. How can somebody be full of the oil to serve food, to serve rice? Do you need Holy Ghost to serve rice? There's a look for men who are full of Christ, wisdom, and full of the Holy Ghost. Combination of that two is dangerous. Why? Because the body is the house of God. So they carry God. They now put the oil and Christ together. To serve rice. I mean, it means, as a lady here, if your husband is having malaria and he eats your food, he must be well. Because the sweet that just come down. Eat. Why? Because men full of the Holy Ghost were serving. Is he coming inside? Let me serve you. You just gave him bottled water and life because you are full of the oil. You any I think somebody should go open a catering center here. I think somebody should go open an eatery here. Anybody that comes inside, accept Christ automatically. Because when you are full of the oil inside, you are a waiter. You are a waiter waiting on destinies. They enter the eatery because you are full of the oil. Look back, are you mad? Full of the oil because there is oil at home. Shakarabasha. You are just serving. Any woman that is not anointed is useless. Men needed Holy Ghost to serve, and you are giving your husband food and doesn't have taste. He don't. Somebody is cooking for him outside. You are stupid. He's not coming home again. You are mad. You lack the oil. How can he taste your food and not come back home? If the food carry oil, you will come and eat. Whether there is salt or there is pepper, you say, I love you. Because you are serving with the oil. Brothers, marry a woman that carries the oil. Marry a woman that carries the oil. Because when she serves you with the oil, there can't be sickness in your body. Let me continue. Full of the... Next verse. But will we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word? We will not serve. But this one, next verse. And the same pleased the whole multitude. And they chose. Church, as at this time, the church was 8,000. Acts chapter 2, 3,000 joined. Plus 120, they were right, 3,120. Acts chapter 4, 5,000 joined. 5,000 plus 3,120. 8,120. Acts chapter 6. After the multitude joined the church. As at this time, the average attendance on Sunday is 8,120. So out of 8,000, they look for 7 men that carry the oil. The oil at home. Out of 8,120, 7 men. The oil must be full. The oil must be heavy. And they brought out Stephen, man full of and the Holy Ghost, full of faith. Next verse. No. And Philip, and Prochorus, and
nonsense.
Next verse. Whom they set before the apostles, when they have prayed and laid their hands on them. What happened next? Next verse. And the word of God increased by serving. Because Ketras joined the church, what increased? Because as they were eating, they were understanding the message.
Go ahead.
As they were eating, when Peter preached, they understand. Because the food is empty. Because men that are serving carry the oil. Said, and the word increased at the entrance of the food. Man shall not live by bread alone, not by bread at all. Number of the disciples multiplied, not just members, disciples. That is, as they were serving, lakwash panash, take rice, kutu balabash. I want to carry what you can eat it, you can eat. No wonder, devil knew there is power in the food. He came to Garden of Eden, apple. He came to Jesus, bread. Why food? Because if you serve food with the oil, let's continue. Of the priests, not members, became obedient to faith because of men are serving. Next verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. As he was serving, cancer was flying. As he was serving, somebody is in welfare department and they are coming to her. Sister, I have cancer. Cancer, fly out. Say yes, sir. Brother Stevie, after serving me yesterday, after I heard the food, the cancer fly away. As they were serving, they were dreaming a goose. Because he knew there was oil at home. They were talking about Philip, who went to Samaria and do a whole crusade. Only Philip. And Philippian Airways. From Israel to Azotos, Philippian Airways. That is the fastest airway in the world. The guy just, as of those, boom, teleporting. You have not done it. He was a server. He's not a pastor. The anointing is not on the pulpit, it's in the carrier. They enter the job, the first person they meet, cancer already fly away. They don't need to see the pastor because there is oil at home. The revival that is coming is a revival of the oil at home. That an average member of the church carries the same thing. You are in the banking hall. Somebody come to withdraw money. And he said, why is your account balance like this? He said, because there's no money. He said, before 6 hours, you receive a lot. He's the cashier. As he's giving you money, he's prophesying. It's possible. These are dimensions of the spirit. And the guy come back, come to the testimony in Zeni Bank. Sir, where is that cashier idea? Where is that cashier? He said, okay. Sir, yesterday when you prophesied, I got 6 million a lot. He said, open, fix the deposit account. I'll be your bank officer. Somebody enter your box, you are telling me. There is oil! Will you carry this oil? Who is ready for this oil? This oil is not coming from heaven, it's inside. It's inside. It's inside.
Carry. Oh God, King of God. Did any know?
Yeah.
deposited. Your power lives inside of me. In the Old Testament, anointing will come upon them. And when the oil comes upon them, when the oil comes upon them, when the oil comes upon them, after a while, the oil can fly. But when the oil meets the oil within, there is explosion. There is explosion. Lord, let the oil without me, the oil with it. Shut! Let the believers.
Father, the grace upon the devil, you are a
somebody in a dry and desert where there is no water. Go see the power and the glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. Test is the secret of this oil. Test! How thirsty are you? Test! 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 All my friends are pastors. Tell me what is not, I run away from you. Test! Is the secret of this oil. And the last one. How can I steal up this oil? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Be not be drunk with wine, when it was says, but be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is the tap that opens the oil. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Then, listen. They asked Smith Wiggles what? Sam, do you rest at all? He said yes. He said how? Lakwash pranagash. Shangalabada. He said pray in tongues is the rest. Isaiah 20 verse 11 said it's a refreshing. When you say you are tired, how to come out of darkness is by praying in tongues. You are the bed. Lash pranagash. You don't have to rush it. Make melody. Yana kayana shane kaliato sinata. Simple. You are not sweating. You are not shaking your head. You are opening the, you are pumping the oil. Before you go out of the day, make sure you pump the oil. When you get out, the oil is full. Jesus never prayed public. Boss, when he gets to the grave of Lazarus, said, Father, thank you because I have helped me. When did he pray? The oil is full before he came. He came to release the tap. My friends know I play messages up to the next day. They are angry with me. I don't care. I'm trying to even feed the oil while sleeping. The oil must not dry. I must not wake up dry. By waking up, if they say, Pastor, Pastor, she's dying, she's dying. I say, let me wind up. Let me wind. You know, it's a list. That's nonsense. I wake up like atomic bomb. I wake up like intercontinental ballistic missile. I wake up like general purpose machine gun. You don't need to walk it. No. As you carry it, no need to no pumping. So my night is loaded. My money is loaded. Afternoon loaded. Midnight loaded. In the toilet, I'm praying tongues. In the bedroom, I'm praying tongues. While eating, I'm praying tongues. On the expressway, I'm praying tongues. Why? I am loading the oil. Because there can be a need of the oil anytime. There can be a need of the oil. Let me see one more and I close. How can I fuel this oil? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, I guess. He said, speak it to yourself in psalms and hymns. Spiritual songs. Making melody you have to God. Imagine you wake up in the morning. Shana gaya makolo masila dadeshita. Remember God in the in the worship of his people. Shanakila matale shaniata. Solemn. Sweet. When it comes, we come down by force. Because that is the key that they listen. Suma bale koriana shine kata. Ikula manana shaniata. Early in the morning. Kanamaria no suanegu shuanegu. Your song. sing spiritual songs, search the word, pray in the Holy Ghost, worship God, the oil will rise. Anytime you are experiencing low oil, take spiritual songs. Just begin to make melody. Low oil becomes fruit oil. There is a oil in the house. There is a oil in the house. There is a oil in the house. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the oil. You are here this morning. There is no oil because you are not saved. Can you just lift up your hand wherever you are? Just say, Father, Jesus, I have sent as Lord and Savior. I want this oil. I want the oil. Lift up your hand anyway. Lift up your hand anyway. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Lift up the hand above your head. Above your head. Above your head. God, please hang clap for them. Hang clap for Jesus. Just stop. Lift up your hand above your head. Give them cards. I want to pray for you. They will give you a card. The oil is coming. You can accept Jesus and you will have the oil. Yeah. Yeah. Take the oil. Give them cards. Give them cards. Give them the cards. Lift up your hands above your head. Collect the cards. I'm going to get your details. I'm going to be praying with you. The oil is coming. The oil is coming. That is the oil. Salvation is the key to the oil. It's not by fasting and praying alone. Salvation is the breakthrough of the oil. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you lifting up your hands, say after me, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe you as my Lord and Savior. I confess you as my Lord. I accept you as my Lord. Come into my life. Make my life new. Help me to live a life that pleases you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Church, can you give me a scream for Jesus? Church, give me a scream for Jesus. Are you blessed at all this morning? Are you blessed at all this morning? If you are blessed, shout it.